This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
grr,
the show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios.
Woof,
grr.
You are indeed in the woods tonight. And tonight, this is Big Bear Mark, of course, and I'm joined by Bear Curious Dean. Hello, Dean.
I like my coffee, Mark.
Hot, strong, and sweet.
I surely like my coffee.
We got going in the studio on that one.
We rocked some dance moves there.
It was high campery indeed. Just like Just James behind the buttons. Dean, hello, James.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm really good tonight.
Good to know.
I'm glad we're doing this show. It's going to be a bit of fun.
I reckon.
What's it about? about tonight?
Well, tonight we're talking about bear drag.
Drag!
And of course, this was all sort of came about because we went to the Vic Bears 20th anniversary dinner.
We did. Congratulations, Vic Bears, on 20 big years.
Exactly. And our guest this evening did his debut as Bairdell.
Hello.
It's the one and only Cam. Hello, Cam.
How are we?
Good. So, bear drag, and you're in it now. You're well and truly as Bairdell.
Yes, Bairdell has made her appearance finally.
Finally. And look, I mean, just to pay tribute to the night, it was the 20th anniversary. More bear drag, I think, I've seen than ever before in my entire life. Did you find that, Dean? It was like,
it was wall-to-wall bear drag. It was great.
It was great. And, of course, making your debut, of course, Cam, there was a little lady there called, and that was the number, the very first number
it
you've
was,
done
it was
publicly.
It
was Coffee.
It was. I like my men hot, strong and sweet like toffee.
So how was it doing drag for the first time?
Look, it was actually really quite amazing. You can't really explain the experience, but it was just getting out there and strutting and stuff in the heels and a homemade dress. It was pretty fantastic.
Can't
to be
explain
honest.
It. You got to feel it. Is that what you're saying, Cam? You had to be there.
You did have to be there, and unfortunately, James, you weren't there.
I know. I was the sad apology from this group. I do apologize.
But of course, whether you're there on Friday night or not, everyone's got an experience of drag. So
yes.
Tell us what your experience of drag is. SMS in on 0427 joy 949, or maybe send us an email on air at joy.org.au. What's your favourite drag name? Do you have a drag anthem? What song would you do
What
if you had donned a pair of heels?
What song would you do, and what's your drag name?
What's drag name?
I think is a great one. And of course, Bairdell is perfect for you.
Yes.
Why, could you chase pavement?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Please, boys, please. I've got a bit of an obsession with Adele, and I've managed to find a picture online one day of her with a beard, and so I was like, that's it, I need to do that, and Bairdell was born.
You were rolling in the deep.
She had a beard, or it was a picture where
Something was photoshopped. I actually happened to find one with Oprah with a beard as well at the same time. It was not pretty, but Bairdell was actually born from the inspiration of this one picture.
How was it walking or doing a routine in heels?
I can walk in heels fine. My mum's boss years ago turned around to me and said, Cam, I've got $10 on the table if you can strut in my heels. Well, off come my shoes. My brother's wedding, may I add. And I said, it's the easiest $10 I've earned in my life. Strutted out these gold heels, glitter heels, out there dancing. About six songs later, mum comes up and goes, Cam,
I think you better take
the shoes off now.
Stop, yeah.
Everyone was just in awe of, like, oh my God, he can walk in heels better than I can.
Has anyone noticed how much Cam's loving those heels?
I know. I'm a bit sad.
We had the coffee playing in the studio, and he was doing his routine in the studio. So
the routine's going to be stuck in my head for years, I think. So.
And mine now, I've seen it.
I'm glad.
Of course, we should mention that on Friday night, it wasn't just Bairdell making a debut. We actually saw some old favourites return to the stage.
We did. Some of the amazing queens who have performed for Vic Bears over the 20 years in history.
Yeah, so the goatees were there. So Miss Louise, of course.
Yes,
favourite of the show.
And, of course,
all the way from Bris Vegas.
Oh, Norris Long. She was there. And, of course, the wonderful Miss Maxie Shields.
She was great.
She was amazing.
I've not seen Maxie before, and I was really impressed.
Either and I was, and she's such a drag mother at the back. She was like, okay, doll, you're okay. Yep, doll, let's do this.
And of course, we also had Miss Felicia. And the other one who I thought was fabulous was Miss Olga. Or other.
Blah, 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 blah. It's a name that goes about every character twice.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Miss Olga, but she was quite amazing.
And for our listeners, we should paint a picture that all these drag queens were bearded up.
Mm-hmm.
They all had beards or goatees.
Yeah, and that was what made it. It made it bare, and it made it unique in terms of, and you know, obviously we know that drag queens have done bearded drag way before Conchita ever did it. How was it working with the professionals or the older ladies?
Well, I do believe I have been introduced and now inducted into the Bear Drag of Melbourne.
A very elite club, I guess.
And I do believe that I've got a few performances booked for the end of the year.
So, good scoop, you hit it here first.
So, yeah, so Bear Dell is going to be making more than just one appearance. She's got a few more booked in the sleeve, which is always good.
Very good. Well, and the other person we haven't mentioned
yet. We haven't mentioned, but we should.
Of course, Ms. Victoria Bearham.
A bit of an Austrian accent, I think.
She had an Austrian accent.
She did. Of course. She likes the mums.
Yes. Yeah, she does. She made her debut in Stop by the Spice Girls, which you all did. And I have to say, she's a bit trashy, that one, I have to say.
Yeah.
Not quite her namesake. She's like, hello.
She did send her apologies and asked me to say hi. She's not well tonight. Otherwise,
that's right. I'm still going to bag her out.
Are we allowed to reveal the alter ego of Victoria Bearhouse?
I think everyone already knows. Of course, it was Patrick.
Mr. Vic Bear.
Mr. Vic Bear.
You mean it wasn't Conchita Vic?
No.
Definitely not.
But what a fun night, and what a great celebration, not only of 20 years of Vic Bears, but just the showgirls, and some great old anthems, some old drag songs.
Yes.
Oh, there was some, tonight. Yeah, there's some amazing songs done on the night. Of course, the classic I Am What I Am.
Which we may be hearing a little bit later on.
Yes. Well, what were some of the other songs we heard? We heard Stop, of course.
We heard Stop.
We heard a bit of Celine Dion,
It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
We heard a bit of Big Mama from Chicago.
Yeah.
Did you drink a lot? Is that why you can't remember? Oh, you mean the Celine song?
Yes.
Oh, now I'm with you.
Kind of funny, but yes.
And I'm telling you,
I focused on
it. It was one drag anthem after the other.
It really was.
It really was.
It was a massive, massive night of drag anthems, to which I think there's a few being played tonight, which is always good.
It is. Now, if you want to tell us what your Bear Drag anthem is, please do so. 0427 joy 949 is the SMS. On air at joy.org.au is the email. You can also Facebook us at The Woods on Joy 94.9 or tweet us on The Woods on Joy. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
The Woods with Big Bear Mark, Bear Curious Dean, Just James, and, of course, our special guest tonight, Bear Dell.
Bear Dell.
And we're talking all about bear drag because of the 20th anniversary of Vic Bears on Friday night, which was great.
We just wanted an excuse to talk about drag, though.
Yeah, exactly.
We would have anyway.
Exactly. Because, let's face it, I mean, we all love Drag Race. And
We do. Now, do you remember the first use of the word drag, how long ago do you reckon it was?
Oh, I'm not going to say it's that young. I'm gonna say, like, what, 50 years?
No, I think it's, like, Shakespearean. I think it was a Shakespeare term.
I don't know if it's Shakespeare, but it's 1870. Ooh. Is the first recorded use of the word drag. Now, obviously, in Shakespearean times, the men played the women's roles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, and it's not only a Eastern tradition, like, in... it's actually a Western... Not just Western.
It's also Eastern. So, like, Chinese opera.
Yeah, Chinese opera, kabuki. They all had... only men perform, and all the women parts were performed by men.
And I did read earlier tonight that it's actually, there's first mentions in, there's a Greek mythology, there's mention of it in Greek mythology, so that's going back even further.
Wow. It sure is. There is a view that maybe the word drag is actually an acronym of dressed resembling a girl. I don't know about that.
Oh, I don't know. It could very well be.
We do like acronyms. We do like acronyms.
Now, what do you call a drag queen with a beard?
Bedell.
Bedell. Apparently, according to my research, it's actually a skag drag.
I am no skag.
Oh. Skag drag.
I am no skag.
Maybe we're talking about Victoria Bearham then.
Oh.
You should have been here.
You should have been here, Patrick.
I should have been here.
But was the difference, though? We mentioned Conchita Wurst before, famous at the moment for, you know, being feminine with a beard. But is she a drag queen or a gender illusionist or a female impersonator?
Or is what's a singer?
Or just a singer who's expressing herself in that
way. She's famous for singing as well.
Well, and that's it. I mean, she's a performer, first and foremost. Yeah. I don't think I'd actually call her a drag queen.
No, I don't.
I don't know exactly what category to put Conchita in. Mm. But, of course, you know, there's been lots of, throughout the ages, there's been heaps of drag with beards. Mm. I mean, personally, growing up, I loved Kenny Everett.
Yep.
And, you know, and Kenny Everett did a lot of drag his beard.
And it was all done in the best possible taste.
Exactly. And, you know, so there's a rich history of drag and bearded drag as well. Yep. I mean, I don't know. You look at the bearded ladies in the sideshows in America, I'm quite sure a few of those were bear drags.
But even, I guess, with Monty Python. Often, I mean, they were kind of, I guess, surreal humour, but they would do drag, but with facial hair or not spending a lot of time to try and be too feminine.
He's not the Messiah. He's just a very naughty boy.
But she did look like a woman. He did look like a woman.
Actually, they all did drag. Terry Jones,
John Cleese.
Every single one of them was wearing a frock at some point.
It seems very British, isn't it, though?
Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking, as you said, like, I'm thinking Dick Emery.
Dick Emery, exactly.
You are awful, but I like you.
You have the quotes tonight, James.
I'm so old, I've seen all these shows.
There's Danny LaRue.
I don't know about Danny LaRue. I can't do a quote for Danny LaRue.
I don't.
But very pretty. I mean, Danny LaRue was notoriously very pretty as well.
But there is that sort of history, I guess, in the UK of female impersonators, drag queens.
Yeah. And, I mean, the UK has a long history of campery as well. I suppose that's... goes hand in hand. But, I mean, even in America...
What are you saying, Mark? I'm not sure. I think I might resemble that remark.
Oh, well, if you resemble it, I can't help that. But even in America with people like Divine, you know, John Walters' lovely creation of Divine, you know, there is a history, and, I mean, let's face it, I mean, Divine was a big, fat woman, really, wasn't she?
Was it Divine that died a sudden and unfortunate death?
Yeah, she did, eating a ham sandwich. No, that was Mother Cass. But, you know, the Divine movies that John Walters did were quite amazing. Polyester and Pink Flamingos and Female Trouble. Mm-hmm. Really defined, I think, a lot of American drag. I mean, of course, you know, Stonewall was famous for the drag queens and transgender community. You know, that's where the gay civil rights movement started. Yep. And it was literally the drags in the clubs that started the riots. Yeah, so
we owe them a lot. I mean, there's no question about that.
But I think that it touches on, for me, they're not just about entertainment. It is also can be a political statement.
Yep.
And it can be satire, and it can be used. And as last week we discussed, and you can listen to it on our podcast, we discussed the use of comedy to actually make a point.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes drag can make a point.
I think, well, like, a person who sticks out my mind when you say comedy is Bianca Del Rio.
Yes.
Like, I watched her in season 6, and she honestly stood out to me as a person who could certainly go through and express that comedy, but also do it tastefully as well.
Yeah. And you look at, I mean, RuPaul herself.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that history of the club scene and must have been just amazing in the... It would have been the 80s, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm afraid I'll confess here that I actually haven't ever even seen an episode of RuPaul.
Get out.
Bad gay.
Bad gay. Very bad.
Come on. Not everybody.
Well, don't worry, my partner hasn't either. It's fine.
But that's really interesting because sometimes people assume because you're a gay man that you must like drag and sequins and fabulousness. Yeah. But not all gay men
do. And dressing up.
My partner hates it.
Does he?
He won't. He'll leave the room when I start to watch RuPaul. He can't stand it. I don't think he was too impressed on this Friday night, actually, because with all
3 hours of drag before.
I was like, more drag. Oh. And then when they actually asked everyone to stand up at the end to do stop, he left the table and, like...
Went to the toilet?
Yes, he did.
Not having a bar of that.
Not having a bar of it, no.
Whereas, come on. You and I, Mark, we were trying to get the curry right.
I had the curry right. I was like, it wasn't you flailing around in the back.
I had a question. Was it left or right first?
It was left first.
Which one? Is it left or right first?
I thought it was right first.
It's left.
Oh, well,
see?
There you go.
I had it right.
And it's a shame. It's a shame we're not a visual media because both of you used a different arm.
Yes, we did. But see, I was imaging the reverse. See,
okay. That's what you say.
But in popular culture as well, so we're talking about drag. So there's also, I think about Victor Victoria, which is
Julie Andrews
playing a man, playing a woman.
Mm. Yeah.
But also you got like Tootsie, Dustin Hoffman playing Tootsie all those years ago.
Yep.
And you know, we'll look at Christopher Isherwood's Cabaret,
yeah.
And although like there's quite a history, especially in the 19th. Or 20th century of drag. But it's been around earlier than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has. It's always sort of been with us in some form.
Was it written in literature? It was written in literature. The Merchant of Venice, Shakespeare, wrote about, I forget the character, but one of them was dressing up in the opposite sex. And as you said, Dean, in those days.
The Merchant of Venice?
Lots of Shakespeare had. As you said, there's actually a lot. As You Like It, The Tempest. No, not Taming of Shrew, but I think. But there's lots of Shakespeare examples of characters that basically dress as the opposite sex. Though with Shakespeare, it was usually women dressing as men to get ahead, but not be noticed in a particularly social situation. But that is a very common. And then again, it would be men dressed as women dressing as men.
Yep.
I mean, it's a long history of drag.
And Yentl, I mean, if we're thinking about Barbara Streisand, you know, gay men, don't we all talk about Barbara Streisand? She played a woman dressed
as a boy.
Do we?
Please tick the box.
Stereotyping us all. But she played a woman who dressed as a boy so she could go to school, basically.
Yes, get an education.
Yep.
Much like Pocahontas. No, it's a different story.
Completely different story.
No, it's Mulan. Was it Mulan?
Mulan.
Yes.
Mulan Rouge? No,
Disney reference.
Mulan.
I'm wondering if you...
Disney Princess Cam. Yes, it is Mulan.
And I think she dressed as a male warrior to...
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. And also, like, Les Mis. When I've just gone blank on the character's name.
Eponine?
Yes, when
Eponine
she...
dressed as a boy so she could join the rebellion.
Exactly, and then get shot.
Spoilers.
I know, sorry, spoiler alert. But
does anybody not know what happens in Les Mis?
If you haven't seen Les Mis, again, bad gay.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, it's come a long way. And obviously these days it's very popularized with things like drag, RuPaul's Drag Race. And, you know, obviously, and I think RuPaul's Drag Race has definitely put they tour a lot in Australia, in Melbourne.
Yes.
Let's face it, every weekend there's a RuPaul's Drag Race performer down at the Greyhound. But it's just made it so much more popular again. I mean, I remember when I was growing up in, you know, the 80s and 90s, not 90s, I'll say, in Sydney, drag was an art form. Mm. And there were people like, no one in Melbourne maybe knows these names, but Sky Brooks used to do the most elaborate and amazing shows. You know, the people down at the Imperial Hotel in Sydney, the shows in the 90s were just spectacular. And I think drag got a bit lost in the late 90s and early 2000s.
It became unpopular, I think. We tried to move away from fighting the norm and tried to move away from... It just moved away from being stereotypical. We talked last week about how in London, you know, the drag queens actually... The lip-syncing thing, that's a very Australian-New Zealand thing. It's a down-under because in London they all sing. The drag. Mm. I went to several shows when I was last there and they all sing, they all perform live and they all do their last number sans wig. They always take their last... For their last song, they take their wig off and do their last number as a boy.
Wow.
Mm.
But and I mean, I that's where I think talent really comes in when they can do a live show and sing. Like someone like Jinx Monsoon.
Yes.
Who a number of us have seen.
Very talented performer.
Very talented performer. I actually went and saw the vaudeville she did.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a talent. I mean, she can sing. She looks great. She tells a story. Mm. And, you know, that's what drag can be. It's not limited to lip syncing.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that as a history, I think lip syncing is, I mean, it's even part of RuPaul's, let's face it. You've got to lip sync for your life.
So last year I went to see a production done by the production company.
Ah, yes.
Called La Cage aux Folles, where they do sing, and they sing a very famous song called I Am What I Am.
They do indeed.
Which is a bit of a drag anthem.
I think it is the drag anthem. And, of course, that was performed on Friday night as well.
Would that be your song, Dean? Is that what you
That would be the one that I would pick, yeah. Spotlight, really? I Am What I Am, yeah.
I think it's a classic, absolutely classic
song. And so what
song.
If I love you, Sparkle, and you Spangle? You know. They're words to live by, people. They're words to live by.
And you are what you are, and we are what we are, and I am what I am. And you are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world and I want to have a little pride in my world. And it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want.
San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
That's right, Matt Albert. We are on the woods.
I'd wear a frock for him.
Wouldn't we?
I'd do many things for him.
Yeah. This is Big Bear Mark, and I am who I am. We've got Dean, Bear Curious Dean.
And I am what I am.
He is what he is. And Just James.
And if only this was a visual medium, Dean was prancing around like, I think he does his own choreography, you know.
Prancing?
I'm sure he does.
Such a loaded term, prancing.
Prancing? Well, I didn't say mincing.
Prancicising. And we've also got, of course, the lovely Cam, a.k.a. Bear Dell, in the studio as well.
Hola.
And he's all kinds of messed up. But
yep.
But look, one thing we want to tackle in this as well is, as our good friend Dean Beck just popped into the studio to mention.
Everybody's good friend, Dean Beck.
Exactly.
Lovely man.
Yeah, you can see him on all sorts of websites. He mentioned that a whole generation of people actually believe that drag is what can be misogynistic, and I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know. I mean, I hear someone say that, and I'm going, I don't know. What do people think? What do you think, Cam? Do you think it's disrespectful of women in any sense?
Shouldn't we be asking a woman?
Oh. We're asking Cam.
Bear Dell.
As your Bear Dell in your alter ego.
Well, as bears, we can have opinions about this.
Ladies and gentlemen, as he pushes his brows together to make a deeper cleavage.
Because one of the actual things about Friday night is that there were quite a few women at the event as well.
I don't think we intend to be at all harmful to anyone. I know for a fact I didn't. I got up in a dress, a pair of heels, a pair of stockings, and lip-synced to a song. It wasn't the fact that I wanted to be a woman. Didn't want the fact that I wanted to insult a woman. It didn't even come to my mind of any of that. So I don't think that personally I do it to reflect that I am a woman. After all, I am what I am. But at the same time, I do believe that there are people who possibly could be offended by actions of myself or actions of another queen in the community.
James, because we were talking before the show about there's a difference between being a drag performer and a female impersonator. So people like Dame Edna, she's more of a female impersonator. People think of her as female.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I come from a kind of generation. I have mixed feelings about it because on the one hand, as I said already, I'm not a big fan of RuPaul. I've not watched a single episode of the show and I don't feel like I've missed out. But I have to say that, I guess from my youth and my kind of young gay years, I loved drag. I used to go to places in New Zealand. There was a bar called Legend and, you know, the names are all kind of familiar and repetitive. You've got Polly and you've got Wanda and you've got Paris, you know, the names that come up again and again. But on the one hand, I don't see it as being essential. I don't think it's, and I certainly don't think it's ever intentionally offensive. But we live in a time, and you look mental health wise, I'm sitting here listening to what you were saying, Cam, about how you wouldn't mean to be offensive or in any way insult anyone, but sometimes we do, and we just have to be mindful of, is there a line and how is it crossed and when is it crossed?
But some drag is offensive. That's the whole point.
The language that's used, when you think to the shows, I mean the sexual innuendo, it's not even subtle, it's
and
never
female
subtle.
Innuendo as well. It's like, the C word comes up a lot. It's like and it can be quite derogatory, I suppose, towards women.
Yep.
It's not always provocative or satirical. Sometimes it's just crass or bawdy, I guess. And sometimes it goes a little bit too far.
And it's kind of ironic because I know that, when I go to circuit, particularly on a Sunday night, the show that Polly puts on is fabulous. It's a classic old style kind of drag show. And you know what? Who's down the front yahooing and ramping up and singing along? Who's down the front? Mostly the women. Because on a Sunday night, it's a mixed night. The hospos use it as their Friday night. It's a great night. I've always loved going there.
Yeah.
But I'm always amazed that the bulk of the people down the front are the women with their friends and partners.
So I guess there's another element to it. So as we said, drag isn't for everybody. So because you're a gay man or woman does not necessarily mean that you are a fan of drag. And sometimes it does touch the nerves of misogynistic issues. But alternatively, though, some people might find it the feminization of the masculinity, the masculine feminism. So it doesn't come very well. But I'm thinking, particularly if we talk about bear drag, dressing as a female but with a full face of full beard, it can be kind of, I guess it's gender fuck. And that can be quite challenging. Mm.
It can be. And makeup-wise, it's terrible, by the way. it's really hard to do a face when you've got a beard.
Oh, it takes some talent to do a face, doesn't it?
Thank you, Daniel. but it was... It's interesting. Like, I just think back on the fact that I personally said I would never want to offend anyone. But again, as you said before, James, like, it's that line. How fine is that line, and when do you cross it?
Mm.
For one person, it could be far down the track, but then another person could be right up the front.
Yep.
But there's also, I think, one of the things I want to sort of say is that I think guys, and particularly in the bear scene, the bears are supposed to be masculine and very, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously like, well, there's a lot of, I'm going to say it here, a lot of the older generation of bears want the old bears to stay. They don't want to look at anything new and fresh.
Mm.
And so there's quite a lot of bears in the community who don't like drag at all.
Yep.
And it's not the fact that they watch RuPaul or anything like that. It's more the fact they wouldn't go to a drag performance. They probably wouldn't have enjoyed Friday night at all.
And won't go to a venue.
Is it because it's girly rather than masculine?
It's feminine.
Yeah. So and is it an internalised homophobia? I don't want to be seen as fat or femme.
Yes.
I want to be butch and masculine.
Yep, exactly it.
And to that point, I mean, let's face it, the Laird, which is the home of the bears, really, doesn't allow drag.
Is that right?
It is right. And that's the policy because it is a masculine space and they want to keep it masculine. And I have no problem with them doing that.
No.
That's their business. But, you know, there are places where you can go and see drag. I mean, there's DTs, there's a whole range of other places.
Yep. Now, we have had a message in. I think this is a really important point. So we have talked about whether drag is misogynistic or whether it somehow taps into internalised homophobia, but we've had a message in from a transgender woman who says, I found drag an insult because it denigrates and dehumanises their struggle, which I fully understand.
And I can fully understand that as well.
Yes.
And this is where I get torn because, I mean, I grew up, you know, my gay childhood or so when I was a teenager was going to drag clubs and watching drag.
Yep.
And I've grown up with that culture in the 90s. And, you know, I love my transgender brothers and sisters greatly and I would never want to offend them as well.
Mm.
So it's where it's like, and I, you know, I love Drag Race. I love that, but I don't know why I love it.
Mm. I'm part of the Queer Film Festival was there was some shows, and one of the shows was Drag Kings.
Yeah.
And I have to say that, you know, it was my very first experience of Drag Kings. And again, because it was unusual, it was something new, I was kind of a bit not sure about it. One of the Drag Kings had a great beard, was very masculine, you know, was putting on a great show. But I just kind of felt a bit awkward about it. So I can see how easily it can be offensive.
Absolutely. Now, we've had another message in. So we've touched a nerve, I think. We've touched a chord. So this other message in from Sonia. Thanks, Sonia. And I'll read this out because it's actually quite interesting. When men dress in drag and supposedly imitate women, it is most often very sexist in a remarkably similar way to the whites imitating racial minorities.
Hmm.
So in comparison with blackface.
Yep.
All the things I have shunned as part of the ancient culture of womanhood, all the superficial, commercialised and fake aspects of femininity that I have fought to be freed from. These men were embracing as their womanhood. Tons of makeup, huge dyed bouffant hairdos, binding lingerie, heels, nylons and shaving. And these men in drag, who were supposedly acting like women, also acted giddy and stupid and shallow.
Mm.
It is odd to me that this could be seen as anything other than blatant sexism.
Mm.
I think that's a very interesting point.
Yep. I think we do. I mean, it's great that we're getting these messages in because, you know, we can celebrate drag, we can have opinions about drag, we can hate drag. And I think Sonia's made a really good point because, you know, we don't do black and white minstrels. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember the black and white minstrel show, definitely.
And the gollywog, you know, the gollywog. We have accepted that those are offensive. We've accepted that those are, you know, unacceptable breaches of behaviour these days. And I'm just fascinated. I mean, I think there's a lot to be gained from having these kinds of conversations.
Exactly. If you've got an opinion about this, why don't you join the conversation? 0427 Joy949 is the SMS. On air at joy.org.au is the email address. You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You're on the Woods with Big Ben Mark, Bear Curious Dean, Just James, and of course, the lovely Cam, aka Bedell.
Will that ever get tired? That
one day, maybe.
No, it won't. Never.
Never.
What are we talking about tonight?
We've been talking about bear drag.
Bear drag.
Or drag in general as well. Obviously, there's been some pretty strong opinions about drag this evening. And did we get another
We had another message in.
Yes.
We did have another message in. This one, I'll read it. I am out and proud, intersex bear cub. And I love drag. Loves in capital letters. I often do drag. And it's a wonderful thing to see guys in drag and enjoying themselves. I don't see it as sexist, but as a gender fluid guy, who frequents the Laird and is a member of Vic Bears, I encourage drag. So there's another view about drag.
Yeah, and look, I definitely think at bear events, I think there's a place for it. Obviously not at the Laird, but, you know, we don't always go to the Laird, you know, as the Friday night basically shows. So there is a place for it, and I think we can do it. Like, James, what's your drag? That was your drag one, wasn't it?
This time I know anthem. It's for real by Young Divas. That was my drag anthem. That would be if I donned a frock. Not that I'll ever wear makeup. I'm too shy for makeup. But if I donned a frock, that would be it.
That song was great fun.
Yeah, it was.
So for me, drag is fun and theatrical. So, you know, maybe my song "I Am What I Am" would be like tortured and sort of serious, but then also fun. What would be yours, Mark?
Oh, look, I've got so many. I was just thinking, and it's like I think "New York to LA" by Patsy Glant.
Oh, that's good fun.
Good one.
Yes.
Or something like "Time After Time" by Cyndi Lauper. "Drive" by not the Cyndi Lauper version.
The
Celine Dion.
Oh,
version.
"I Drove All
Much
Night."
Much better. "I Drove All Night."
So there's a few things that I'd love to.
And how about you, Bedell? What's next?
Well,
bring everything away,
I've
guess.
I've got a couple of performances organised, but I've got a couple of routines that I've got working in my head.
You want to give it away? Give something away.
Well,
you always give something away.
I know I do.
Not your virginity. We know that's gone.
Actually, the name of the song. What is it about? Is it the chore that goes with the music, or is it the lyric? What is it that attracts you? What makes the ideal drag anthem for you?
I think it's the whole package. It's the outfit, and it's the beat. The song has to have an upbeat to it. There's, I think, nothing worse than me personally, again, doing a down song. It's going to put everyone to sleep. It's going to kill the mood.
Oh, no. I disagree. I'm going to disagree with you here. A blip song, a Black Lady in Pain, like the Dreamgirls song, I'm Telling You, I think it is.
I'm Not Leaving.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Not Leaving. Oh, now look, that was done on your report a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
That's a drag song.
if it's got talent in there, like if you've got long high notes and stuff like that, and you can show and extend and put the dramatic feel into the performance, then it gives it a different element.
I'm a bit confused by the irony. If you're Bear Dell, isn't every single song she's ever written or sung?
Well, this is the thing I've actually found.
Unrequited love.
I mean, you're going to have to do some Adele songs.
Yeah. I have got a routine organised.
Hello.
It's not
Dear
Hello.
Dear God, I don't care if I ever hear that song again.
It's actually Someone Like You. But it's a dance version of it.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a beat to it. Yeah, a bit of a remix in it, which my partner absolutely hates it when I get into YouTube and play it because he heard it 1,000 times. But
do we have any idea who remixed it?
Oh, I don't know. It's somewhere in the phone.
I'm interested in the names. You come up with Bear Dell. Now, of course, you walked out onto stage on Friday night.
Strutting it out. Gorgeous.
And you actually looked at Adele-ish.
I know.
So when they said, "This is Bear Dell," it came as no surprise. But how hard was it to find a name?
It wasn't really hard at all. It sort of just flowed naturally. For me, it was, like I said, I found this picture of an Adele with a beard that had been photoshopped, and I was like, I want to do that.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, well, I'm a bear. And then I'm like, well, next minute, you're thinking of combining words and having a play on words. You're like, Bear Dell.
See, I like the names. I like the clever names like that. Like, I like the Sharon Needles, the Ginger Minge, the, you know, those are names. Yeah. I think Polyfiller. You know, I think they're funny.
Testicle was a Sydney drag queen. And,
Penetration.
You know,
I love that. I love her from Sydney.
There's a few penetrations.
I know, but the penetration from Sydney is absolutely amazing. She's
Yes, she is an amazing.
Gorgeous too.
Exactly. And look, I mean, a drag, there's all sorts of drag names, obviously. I mean, there's a real trend at the moment for boy names.
I know, like Derek mm-hmm. and Chad Michaels and
Bob the Drag Queen.
Bob the Drag Queen, yes.
Everywhere yeah. I've ever been, there's always been a Paris.
Ah.
Paris is a really common drag name.
Yeah, I think at the Sporties in Brisbane, there was a Paris.
There's a Paris at the Greyhound, I think. Paris yes. is one of the Greyhound. There was a Paris legend in New Zealand. There's always been a Paris. I don't know why. Wanda. Wanda's another name that comes up a lot.
James, have you got a drag name?
No.
Oh, let's make one up for you now.
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't you guys come up with a drag name for me? If you do, I'll wear it with pride whenever we talk about drag.
I think we should get James up next time.
Justina Bottoms or something. I don't know.
Don't give too much away, Mark.
Dean, have you ever... Actually, have you ever done drag, Dean?
I was going to say...
No, I have not.
Now hold it. I think you lie.
There was a hesitation.
Believe you were telling us earlier about.
Back in high school, I was in the drama club, and we did a performance of Cinderella, and I starred as the one of the ugly stepsisters.
Oh damn! I thought you were going to say Cinderella for a second.
No, that part was taken.
Cinderella.
But back in high school, but nothing professional.
James. Have you ever done drag?
Twice in my life, I think. Twice in my life. As an 18-year-old, I went to a vice versa party. And back in the day, that's what we called it, to hide the fact that we were dressing up as in drag. And I got a friend who did my long hair and lent me a dress.
Yeah?
And then when I first moved to Melbourne, actually, my housemates and I had a Christmas party, and they made me be Mrs. Claus.
There you go.
Yeah, and that was an interesting... Getting a costume for that, the woman tried to put me into a size 12.
That's not going to happen.
So can I ask you, Mark, have you ever done drag? Yes.
I have actually
never worn a frock.
Never.
Wow.
The closest I ever got was, I actually did, funny enough, I was in a drag show once, but we did a sister act show and I played like a cardinal. So I didn't, and that we actually had, in fact, I think it was Testicle, Chelsea Buns and Carolyn Glass in Sydney, who, if you know Sydney drag queens, they're royalty.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did it with them for Optus, of all things. Mm. But no, I've never actually donned the frock, ever.
Oh, there's a challenge.
I'm Scottish and I haven't even been in a kilt.
No. Oh, Mark, this is criminal.
I know.
I even wonder about heels. Could you do heels?
I don't know if I don't know if I could walk in heels.
You'd be very tall.
I'm 6'4" anyway.
Lessons from Cam coming up. I see lessons from Cam.
Look, you know what? Heels were actually designed for men originally, so you still got a chance.
You know, and Luke is 6'6" and he did an amazing rapport. But on that note, you're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9 with the Bears on The Woods, and we got to wrap up. We got to go.
We got to go
in a hurry.
I want to thank Cam, or Bedell, I should say,
Bedell,
for coming in tonight. It was very short notice, so we do want to thank you very much for coming in. And thank you very much, Dean.
Thank you.
And James.
Welcome. Thank
and
you.
And people who messaged in as well. Thank you for your contribution.
Exactly.
That was a great conversation tonight. I really enjoyed that. I think we kind of teased out some really interesting things. And
we did indeed.
Talked about some serious stuff.
You can always relive the moments on our podcast as well at joy.org.au or Twitter. What's the other thing we do?
Facebook.
We
podcast onto the website, but we also have a link from our Facebook page, which is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And you can also get us on Twitter, The Woods on Joy.
Saturday night.
Saturday night is Eurovision, of course, Joy Eurovision with myself, Michael and the Bretts. This week, it's the first half of the second semi-final.
Right.
So we're getting through them.
And I saw that the odds for Dami are looking good.
They're looking good. She's
number three.
She's behind Russia and France.
I wouldn't mind getting behind France.
Look, France is definitely my favourite, and I'm a bit swoony over him at the moment. Monday, 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. is the Brekkie Bears are back.
They're back. And coming up next is School of Pop.
School of Pop.
There's so much on.
It's all here.
It's all happening.
We'll see you next week on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.